USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Department of Justice has received $2.3 million of the ransom Colonial Pipeline paid to the hacking group DarkSide, the FBI obtaining the password to the hacker's Bitcoin account. During a news conference, Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco saying, "Today we turn the table on DarkSide." She also said,
"Ransomware attacks are always unacceptable. But when they target critical infrastructure, we will spare no effort in our response."
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is going to hold a border security summit near the Mexican border this week. The governor's office says Thursday the event will be in the border town of Del Rio, which will feature comments from Abbott and other state officials on what's being done to protect the border. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen-size pillow. King-size, only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
Global supply chain disruptions caused mainly by the COVID-19 pandemic have created shortages of computer chips, recliners, and many other products in the United States. These shortages have forced companies to make fundamental changes in how they operate to keep up with rebounding consumer demand. The pandemic hitting a variety of industries that have been cutting back on inventories for years to lower costs. The practice, known as just-in-time inventory management, exacerbated worldwide shortages when the public consumers rebounding from the pandemic faced shortages from chicken wings to lumber. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is calling for the resignation of Dr. Anthony Fauci, the chief medical advisor to the president. McCarthy saying he doesn't know how the American people can have trust in Dr. Fauci. This coming after 5,000 emails of Fauci's were released from 2020 due to a Freedom of Information Act request. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Secretary of State Tony Blinken believes we'll eventually discover the origins of the coronavirus. Blinken telling Axios China hasn't been transparent when it comes to where the virus started. And regarding China and their obstruction of any information getting out of that Wuhan lab, Tony Blinken tells Axios TV's Mike Allen.
So what's the real pressure the U.S. will put on China for access to the lab?
If China denies the information, denies the access, denies the transparency that's needed.
And you kind of expect that?
Mike, at the end of the day, it's profoundly in China's interest to do this as well. Because, look, it suffered too in the outbreak of this pandemic. It presumably has an interest as well, especially if it purports to be a responsible international actor, to do everything it can to provide all the information it has to make sure we can hopefully prevent this from happening again.
The oil and gas industry is calling out North Face after the popular apparel corporation refused to fulfill an order of workplace jackets for a fossil fuel company. The new campaign, headed up by CEO Chris Wright of the Denver-based Liberty Oil Field Services, had a twist. In a video ad, Wright said thank you to North Face. Why? Because approximately 90% of the corporation's products are made from oil and gas. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.